Well, from the studios at Grand Forks Best Source, welcome everybody. It's a Wednesday morning, and it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by in the studio, we're getting ready to talk with Caitlin Ramseth, your realty expert. We'll talk with her right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And here she is. She is in the studio. She did not oversleep. Welcome, everybody, your realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth.
Good morning.
I just had to throw that little jab in there. You didn't sleep in. That's good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We haven't seen you in a while. You know, you're going through the rotation, but here you are. You look great.
Thank you.
And we are back on a Wednesday. You know, I've been hearing a little bit about this. In fact, my neighbors are kind of going through it right now. Home is on the market. Has been for a while, won't sell. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like you almost want to title it, Why Won't My Home Sell? Is it ugly? Is it, you know, there's got to be a million reasons, but how often does this happen and why does it happen?
So it seems like it's been happening a little bit more right now. And I don't know, we'll have to wait in the next couple of weeks to see, is the market changing? I'm not sure yet. But definitely it can be a fear factor because earlier this summer homes were selling left and right.
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
It seems like some of them are sitting a little bit longer. So sellers are kind of freaking out a little bit. I know like half of my clients right now though are on family vacations. They're traveling. July seems to be that month that a lot of people are doing that kind of thing. So
sure.
Maybe that's just the issue. But there are, I brought in some different problems that might be the issue. So
okay.
We'll kind of go over those. And if one of them applies, sellers can kind of change around what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To hopefully that will help them sell their house. Mm-hmm. Too.
So. Because, I mean, before we start going through this, you guys are really good at saying, well, you know, this should really be, you should do this. Or maybe if this was me, I would probably do this. If you really want to sell your house, you might. And then, you know, you're going to hear probably some of the same stuff when the inspection comes and all that. But what have you come up with for reasons why my house just won't sell?
Yeah. So when we sit down and talk to sellers, we do give our honest opinion. We give them advice. We try to educate them on what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they take that advice or not, it's kind of up to them. But at the end of the day, usually if they kind of do what they want to do or they price it way higher, that kind of stuff, they usually end up listening to us and changing. And then that's how we're able to get their home sold.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the three main things that sellers want when they go to sell their house. Is the first one is they want it for the most money they can get.
Okay.
We kind of call this like that top dollar. Every seller wants top dollar for their house. The second thing is they want their house to be sold in a certain amount of time. Usually that's the least amount of time. They want their house to sell very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is they want their house to sell with the least amount of hassles. Because we know every transaction has something that happens.
Oh, they all do.
They yeah. all do. And that's why it's really smart to hire a realtor to work with you versus doing it for sale by owner, just because then your realtor can pick up those puzzle pieces, be the problem solver, and help make sure your house gets sold.
Can be the person that says, I told you.
Yep, I told you so.
Because, and that's, you know, for all the podcasts we have been doing with Berkshire Hathaway, that is the thing. And I can't stress it enough. Use a realtor, get a realty expert, and get a hold of them early. Because
yes.
Like you just said, there's always something, it seems like, comes up. You're going to be way more prepared for it and way more ready.
That is 100% true. And I'm not saying for sale by owner is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't want to work with a realtor because they don't want to pay the commission.
Right,
And I completely understand that
sure.
for sure. But working with a realtor versus not working with a realtor could be the difference between getting your home sold for $20,000
more. Yeah.
And in the grand scheme of things, it's like, okay, that might be better than not selling your home at all.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, 6% or whatever? So
yeah.
By the time you might get done with a bunch of these hassles and headaches, and probably losing money on the deal, you would have been better off just and getting a realty expert.
Exactly. And commission is always negotiable too. It's not like set in stone. Sure. So we always just say, definitely just reach out and ask for help if that's something that you want to do. But we'll kind of go in. So the first factor or problem, I can call it, if your home isn't selling, is the number one thing I'm seeing right now is limited access to showings. Okay, so when your home gets listed, we always say in a busy market, like a big seller market that we've been having this summer, the first week of listing your home, you should have the most showings. We typically say the first 2 weeks is when you'll have the most showings. But in a seller's market, it's typically that first week you should have, you should be jam-packed full of showings. And honestly, you should have some offers coming in that first week in a seller's market. So if you recently have listed your home and you haven't had a single showing, that is the number one indicator that your home might be priced too high. But as far as showings go, I'm seeing a lot of sellers denying showings, which I find really strange because if you want to sell your house, don't deny a showing. The number one thing I'm seeing is maybe there's pets at home that the sellers can't come home to let out. Maybe they're working. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, I've had clients who have dogs and stuff, and I've gone the extra mile and I will go let their dogs out in the backyard, in a fenced backyard, let the showings happen. Sure. And then after the showing, put the dogs back in the house. And I'll go out of my way to help out my sellers. Because ultimately, buyers want to get in the house and look at the home. It's very rare for a buyer to write an offer on a home that they've never seen in person. So just really try to be flexible on when you can get let buyers come in and look at your house. I know another issue, especially after the pandemic, was a lot of people worked from home.
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to allow showings while I'm working at home. They can come on my lunch break. But a lot of buyers, they have their own schedules too. I know some of my clients, they're on call a lot. They can't, you know, when they need to be in a home and look at it, as a seller, you have to work around the buyer's schedule.
Right. And you know, if I was working at home, I sure in the heck wouldn't use that for an excuse of why I don't want to show my home.
Exactly.
I mean, I could see, you know, maybe you're a firefighter or a doctor or a nurse, or you have a job that you can't just come and go as you want, and you're working at home. I mean, that's the best of all worlds when you're trying to sell your house, I would think.
Right, exactly. And I've had it too before where I've done a showing and the owner is at home working from home and they just had a sign on the one room they were working in saying, please be quiet, I'm in a meeting. But we were still able to go around the house and look at it. And it worked out perfect. So yeah. I just say as a seller, try to be as flexible as you can. It's easy for me because I'm a pet lover. I'm a dog lover. Yeah. So I can go let your dogs out and put them back in if you need to. We just try to make it work.
You know, I would think, too, if they don't want you to go into their office or their room, you know, because they're quiet, I'm in a meeting type thing, show them a picture.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have to show you this room right now, but this is what it looks like.
Exactly.
We just can't bother them right now.
Exactly. Yeah, and that way they're still able to go look at the rest of the house.
Yes. So. And they get an idea of that room. Yep.
Exactly. Okay. So that's the first one. Just try to be as flexible as you can with showings. The next problem, this is probably like the number one issue right now, is that homes are priced too high. So like I was saying, if you haven't had a single showing on a home that was just listed, that is like the number one indicator that your home is priced too high. Buyers are looking online. That's the love of technology these days. Everything is done online. They're looking at realtor.com. They're looking at Zillow, Trulia, and they are comparing homes. So like they have their budget, they know what they want, and they're looking at a whole bunch of homes in their requirement. If they see that your home is $30,000, then the neighbor three houses down with the same exact house, chances are they're going to go look at your neighbor's house first because it's cheaper.
Right.
So we really need to make sure that we're pricing our homes similar to other homes on the market because buyers, they can see that. The buyers aren't dumb. They know what they're looking at. So that's that one. Just making sure that you're pricing your home right. And when you work with a realtor, we do our market analysis. We're giving you our opinion on where we should list your home. I know sometimes sellers say, well, I need to list at this. Let's try this first. That's fine. Just know that it's okay to price reduce then. And we're seeing a lot of price reductions happening right now.
So is it safe to say then, Caitlin, if the home isn't selling, maybe they're not listening to their realty expert? Or I suppose it just happens once in a while.
It does happen. It's hard when a seller has a number in their head mm-hmm. to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then they reach out to a realtor and they say, please help me list my home, but it needs to be listed for this price. Sometimes that happens too when they already have an offer on a new home that they're moving into and they know that they need to sell their current home for a certain amount. It happens, but we just have to make sure we're flexible on, you know, I always say a home is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it.
Right, right.
So if you're way out of budget, it might be time to lower the price on it.
Have you ever had, I know you haven't been in the game as long as some of the other people that we have in here, but have you ever, you know, when somebody called you up and say, I want to sell my house, will you come and take a look? And this is what I want. And I have to have this for it. Have you ever just went, not going to happen. I'm sorry, but it's not going to happen. Or I think you're still new enough where you maybe don't.
I just say, let's go for it.
Okay. I kind of figured that'd be you.
I'm the worst at saying no, because honestly, if I said no and then another realtor listed it and it sold for that, I would feel so ashamed of myself.
Sure, sure.
So I always just go for it. I am upfront and honest though. And I'll say like, we can try this, but in 2 weeks, if it's not selling, we need to lower the price.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, maybe when you get back to the office, some of the vets, the wily old vets are going to go, man, did you bite off more than you're going to be able to chew this time and chuckle a little bit.
No, that has happened, though. I know, but it just seems like there's always a way to make something sure. work. Mm-hmm. And I think honesty is the most important thing, where if I'm like, yeah, it'll sell for this, let's go for it, and it doesn't, that's right. also a bad look, sure. too. So I'm always honest, and I say, we can start there, but this is what the market is telling mm-hmm. us it's worth. Okay. So be prepared to price reduce.
Sure.
Okay, so the last one that I have, this one's also a really good tip for someone whose house may not be selling, is just making sure that it's, the problem would be that it's not freshened up before a listing or showing, open house, that kind of thing. So just making sure that your home is in tip-top condition mm-hmm. before you're letting all these buyers come in. I know like the number one thing right now I've heard as far as feedback goes is homes with pets a mm-hmm. lot of times has a smell.
Sure.
Yeah. And it can make it very hard to sell a home if it smells like pets.
Well, if you got dogs and they smell wet, you're exactly. going to smell wet dogs. And,
yes. So mm-hmm. my biggest tip is you get very used to the smell of your own house. So either your realtor will let you know in a very nice way if your house has a smell, or just asking friends too. But if you have pets, maybe consider like shampooing your carpets, mm-hmm. that kind of thing before showings. Another thing too is the exterior of your home is just as important as the interior of your home.
First impressions.
It really is. I've had clients ask me to schedule a showing and then a couple hours later they'll text me and say, never mind, let's cancel it. And I'm like, oh no, what happened? Like, this is what you're looking for. And they'll say, we drove by it.
And it's not what we're looking for. Don't even want to look. Yep.
They don't even want to look mm-hmm. because the exterior sure. of their home was a make it or break it for
yep.
them.
Yep. Okay.
So, and like, I know we mention all the time on here too, the interior, freshen up the paint, mm-hmm. Add some new paint on the walls if it's old, scuffed up, nail holes, that kind of thing. And then just making sure that you're decluttering.
Mm-hmm. Mow your lawn, clean yep. your windows, mm-hmm. clean the kitchen. Nobody wants to go in and look at a dirty bathroom. It's, exactly. you know, you're trying to sell your house. You're you not are. Trying to give it away.
Exactly. If you're not someone who likes to clean, or maybe what you think is clean isn't what other people think is clean, just hire a company. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to always throw away money, but that could, like I said, be the difference between sure. selling your home yeah. and not selling your home.
Yeah. So you won't be on the show, Why Won't My Home Sell?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That it? Or?
Yeah. Those are my, okay. those are the three biggest things right now. So if you are someone who has had your home listed and it's just not listing, be flexible with showings. Maybe it's time to look at the price, or maybe you just need to clean it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And you will be back on Friday morning.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody wants to get a hold of Realty Expert Caitlin Ramseth, how do they do that?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can text or call me anytime. I'm also on the Berkshire Hathaway website and all over social media.
All right. Well, until Friday.
Yeah.
Good seeing you again.
You too.
All right. There you go. There's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Realty expert Caitlin Ramseth in the studio. Tell you what, get a hold of her. You want to buy or sell? She's a great person to talk to. She'll be back again on Friday morning. Until then, have yourself a great weekend, everybody.